Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new facts reveal how Congress callously gave away Kachathivu Island to Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu confers India's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna, on former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says India's GDP expected to grow by more than 8% in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal. Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden clinch historic win at the Miami Open. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad this afternoon, while Delhi Capitals to face Chennai Super Kings this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has criticized the Congress for handing over Kachathivu Island to Sri Lanka in 1974. He claimed that weakening India's unity, integrity and interests has been the Congress's way of working for 75 years. His response came after documents obtained by the Tamil Nadu BJP chief K. Annamalai through RTI revealed how India decided to cede control of Kachathivu Island to Sri Lanka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It's eye-opening and startling that the facts reveal how Congress callously gave away Kachathivu." He added that this has angered every Indian and reaffirmed in people's minds not to trust the Congress ever. President Draupadi Murmu today honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skill for more than 7 decades. Born in Karachi in 1927, Mr. Advani came to India in 1947 in the backdrop of partition. Ms. Murmu said that with his vision of cultural nationalism, Mr. Advani worked hard for decades across the country and brought about changes in the socio-political landscape. The president said that when emergency threatened India's democracy, the indomitable warrior within him helped save it from authoritarian powers. President Murmu said, as a parliamentarian, Mr. Advani's faith and dialogue enriched parliamentary traditions. The President said, as Home Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, he always kept the national interest paramount, which earned him respect and admiration from people cutting across party lines. The President said his long and tireless struggle for the cultural revival of India culminated in the reconstruction of Sri Ram Temple in Ayodhya in 2024. President Murmu said Mr. Advani is one of the few political leaders after independence who successfully reshaped national priorities and took the country forward on the path of development. The President added that the achievements of Mr. Advani provide the best expression of India's innate talent and inclusive traditions. Ms. Pratibha Advani, daughter of veteran BJP leader, said that the entire family is delighted over the award.
बहुत गौरव का पल है और दादा का जीवन उनकी जीवन यात्रा देखते हुए मुझे लगता है ये इस पड़ाव पर उनको मिलना बहुत हम परिवार वालों के लिए बहुत खुशी की बात है. दादा ने अपना सर्वोच्च जीवन देश सेवा में लगाया तो इस तरह से उनका सम्मान मिलना उनको मुझे बहुत खुशी है. मेरे भाई जयंत को बहुत खुशी है. पूरे परिवार को बहुत खुशी है.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to the polls in 7 phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come back to power at the centre, and for this, Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. BJP today announced Damodar Agrawal as the party candidate for Bhilwara Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Party today released its ninth list of one candidate for the Lok Sabha election. No voters to be left behind has always been the aspiration of the Election Commission, ever since the first general election. Today we will listen to a report on an interesting fact about the first general election in Himachal Pradesh.
The present Kinnaur district of Himachal Pradesh was erstwhile known as Chini Tehsil of the former Mahasu district. The people of the district were the first to exercise their right to vote in 1951-52 election. While the majority of votes in the country were cast in February 1952, the people of the Hill District were given the chance to vote in October 1951. It was due to heavy snowfall, primitive roads and mountainous terrain of the region that would have made polling stations largely unreachable during the February election. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, the Election Commission has made special arrangements for senior citizens and Divyang voters. Speaking to Akashwani News, the Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra, S. Chokkalingam, said that senior citizens above the age of 85 and Divyang voters can vote from home. The Election Commission has also arranged for Braille voter information slips for visually impaired voters, he added.
We take special care. As we know, anyone above 85 years of age can apply for home voting. Form number 12D is given to them and they can apply through that form. The people will come to their home and using postal ballot, the voting will take place at their place only. Likewise, for Divyang voter also, if they have the benchmark disability of more than 40% disability, they are entitled for home voting. For the blind voters, again they are eligible, but for the people who want to go to the polling booth as well as voting at home, we give voter information slips in Braille with cooperation of National Association for the Blind.
Voting for two Lok Sabha seats in Goa will take place on the 7th of May. The state of Goa is in phase 3 as per the schedule of the Election Commission of India. More from our correspondent.
Goa has total of 11.72 lakh registered voters, of which 5.78 lakh are in North Goa district and 5.93 lakhs are in South Goa district. Of these 11.72 lakhs voters, 6 lakh plus are the female voters, while 5.7 lakh odd are the male voters, with the gender ratio of 1063, which is remarkable in the country. Goa has two parliamentary seats. North Goa seat, which is currently represented by 5-time MP and Union Minister of State for the Tourism, Ports, Shippings and Waterways, Sripad Naik, from the BJP, and the South Goa seat represented by Francisco Sardinia of Congress. The Election Commission has added more than 25,000 new voters in the age group of 18 to the 19 years and try to ensure that each person who was added to the list will come out and cast their vote. As per the information provided by the Chief Electoral Office of Goa, all polling stations in Goa will house shades, drinking water, sanitation facilities, ramps, wheelchairs and help desks. Also, the security arrangements to conduct the free and fair elections are ensured by the Election Commission of India. Tushar Jadhav, Akashwani News, Panaji, Goa.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product, GDP, will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year, due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. India, the third largest economy in Asia, grew 8.4% in the October-December quarter year-on-year, outpacing the 7.6% growth recorded for the previous quarter. Ms. Sitharaman said that following the 8.4% growth in the third quarter, various institutions have upgraded their GDP growth forecast for India. She said the most recent upgrade came from Goldman Sachs, which has raised its 2024 economic growth projection for India to 6.6%, a 10 basis points improvement from its previous forecast. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Joining the rest of the Christians around the world, Nagaland is also celebrating Easter Sunday, as churches across the state are organizing special Easter services to offer Thanksgiving prayers. Here is more from our correspondent.
Believers from the Christian community were seen thronging to their respective churches this morning to attend the special services and to seek blessings from the Almighty by participating in the Holy Communion. Many people are also baptized on this day. The day also marks the breaking of the fasting of the believers for days. Earlier in the morning, under the aegis of Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship, citizens of the capital city Kohima gathered at the historic The Heritage, the old DC bungalow in Kohima, to attend the Easter sunrise service, singing hymns and offering thanksgiving prayers. On the occasion, Governor Laganesan called upon all to celebrate the testament of God's love to humanity and the spirit of forgiveness. Chief Minister Nifio Rio said, "Jesus' greatest act of love on Good Friday is followed by the greatest act of power on Easter Sunday, which is his resurrection." With Asu Nuo's report from Kohima, Anuja Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the occasion of Easter. The president said this festival marks the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also greeted people by saying that the festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, serves as a poignant reminder of the profound influence of love, compassion and forgiveness. Furthermore, Prime Minister Modi wished everyone a joyful Easter. Mr. Modi said, "We hope that the message of renewal and optimism reverberates all over." He added that this day may inspire all of us to come together. Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden clinched a historic victory in the men's doubles final at the Miami Open yesterday. The duo defeated Croatia's Ivan Dodig and American-Austrian Kaki Kek 6-7, 6-3, 10-6. The 44-year-old Bopanna became the oldest man to win an ATP Masters 1000 title and the second Indian to reach the finals of the all nine ATP Masters 1000 events. With this win, he also regained the top spot in the ATP rankings. In IPL cricket, there are two matches scheduled for today. In the first match, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. and Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at Y.S. Rajasekhar Reddy Stadium in Vishakhapatnam at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Punjab Kings by 21 runs in the 11th match of the league at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Punjab Kings made 178 for 5 in 20 overs. For Punjab Kings, keeper Shikhar Dhawan scored highest 70 runs, followed by Johnny Bairstow with 42 runs. For Lucknow Super Giants, Mayank Yadav scalped 3 wickets. In the match played last night, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and decided to bat and made 199 for 8. For Lucknow Super Giants, Quinton de Kock was the highest scorer with 54 runs, followed by Krunal Pandya with 43 runs. For Punjab Kings, Sam Curran took 3 wickets. Mayank Yadav was declared player of the match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new facts reveal how Congress callously gave away Kachathivu Island to Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu confers India's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna, on former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says India's GDP expected to grow by more than 8% in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal. Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden clinch historic win at the Miami Open. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad this afternoon, while Delhi Capitals to face Chennai Super Kings this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.